So on top of the abuse of authority and power in targeting Trump to help line their own pockets, while in addition advancing Fannie Willis's political hatred for Trump and the Democratic Party's hatred for Trump, now is a question about whether they're being truthful to the court. Now, one of the cases may just break down because of the under the weight of their internal corruption. In Fulton County, Georgia, you may have seen, I hope you saw, and tracked the hearing about Fannie Willis and her lover, prosecutor, colleague, Mr. Wade. And they had the hearing finally. The judge found that he had to have a hearing to figure out what was going on, especially since they admitted they were having an affair. And there have been allegations that they lied about the start of the affair. And the core issue is, were they engaged in an affair in a way that undermined the appearance of justice for President Trump and the other American citizens they're trying to jail on unprecedented charges and political charges for trying to dispute the Biden election? So there was a hearing yesterday, and I tell you, I've watched a lot of court hearings. I've been in court. I've had to testify in court. I can't believe what happened yesterday. I don't know. The judge must be horrified by the behavior of Fannie Willis and her colleague, Mr. Wade, her lover. Oh, I think they've broken up. I mean, I guess one is tempted to kind of laugh a little bit at the absurdity and the kind of the low comedy of these two individuals who clearly don't have the professional demeanor to be prosecuting, in my view, traffic tickets, let alone this sensitive and really outrageous case against President Trump and others. I mean, here's a little bit of Fannie Willis from yesterday.
Isn't it true that he paid for the cruise and the flight on his credit card? I'm not asking about reimbursement or after. He used his credit card to buy the cruise and buy the flight, correct?
I have no idea how he paid for it, okay. If it's a credit card, if it's a debit card, but certainly he called his cruise agent. You know, like how many people have a cruise agent? He calls his cruise agent, tells them where they want to go, what's booked. And you have to remember, he paid for that initial was me, him, and his mother.
And then after that cruise, you all flew to Aruba and spent a couple days in a hotel there, correct?
Right. And his mother was not happy that we left her behind.
He initially paid for that.
For Aruba. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
So let's talk about both of those. I know he initially paid for it. Did you pay him back?
For the cruise and for Aruba. Yeah, I gave him his money before we ever went on that trip.
You gave him cash before you ever went on the trip?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so when you got cash to pay him back on these trips, would you go to the ATM?
No, lady.
You would not go to the ATM?
No.
Okay. So Fulton County pays you direct deposit, I assume?
Yes. Fulton County and the state of Georgia both pay me direct deposits.
Okay. Did he come to, I guess, the condo? I'm not sure what you called it, condo apartment. Would he come and stay at that condo or visit you there? I'm sorry, visit you there.
What condo? What apartment? I want to be clear.
So not your house. I know you classified one as house and one as condo. So I'm trying to use those terms.
So but there's been more, I don't understand. It's because of this case, I got to move. And so
if you could ask a more precise question.
Yes, please give me the time period that we're
Mr.
talking
Wade
about.
Mr. Wade visits you at the place you laid your head.
When?
Has he ever visited you at the place you laid your head?
So let's be clear, because you've lied in this. Let me tell you which one you lied in right here. I think you lied right here. No. This is the truth.
Judge,
and it is a lie.
All right, Ms. Willis.
Mr. Sano, thank you. We're going to take 5 minutes. Be back in five.
We're getting way afar. I mean, I don't mind her explaining her answers, but I literally just asked if they met at that conference.
She's explaining how she met Mr. Wade, which was exactly the question asked by Ms. Merchant.
These
answers are more than appropriate.
Ms. Merchant, if you want more concise answers, perhaps you could lead the witness.
I will. Thank you, Judge. Isn't it true that you met Mr. Wade October 2019 at a judge's conference?
We haven't gotten to the point where Ms. Willis should be treated hostile under 601.
I think we have.
I very much want to be here, so I'm not a hostile witness. I very much want to be
here. Not so much that you're hostile, Ms. Willis. It'd be an adverse witness. Your interests are opposed to Ms. Merchant's.
Merchant's interests are contrary to democracy, Your Honor, not to mine.
All right, let's proceed.
We can
keep things moving. Ms. Merchant, next question, please.
Imagine being a jury and having that person testify. And you could see she erupted when the lawyer questioning her, Ms. Merchant, who was a lawyer for one of Trump's co-defendants, kind of got closer to the truth. And I think the lawyers all could have done a better job, but that's, A, I'm not a lawyer, so take that for what it's worth. But B, you know, it's easy for me to say, since it's kind of like a slapdash hearing that was put together. But the hostility of this person to the rule of law, the judicial process, to the court, it's quite evident. And I think the court has more than enough evidence that I've been able to see to date. There was another set of hearings today. I watched a bit of them. That Ms. Willis, the district attorney, and Mr. Wade used their positions to line their own pockets and to, through these travels they had together, and to advance their romantic and personal interests. And so it raises the question whether everything that they were doing against Trump, pursuing those ridiculous charges, was the reason for that pursuit, so to keep Mr. Wade employed, so they could keep going on vacations together. And now, you know, and the hearing also opened the question up, because Wade goes up and he says, in a brief or a declaration he filed with the court, which is under oath last week, you know, he suggested the relationship began a lot later than another witness said it did, and the evidence deduced in this hearing suggests it did. So on top of the abuse of authority and power in targeting Trump to help line their own pockets, while in addition advancing Fannie Willis's political hatred for Trump and the Democratic Party's hatred for Trump, now is a question about whether they're being truthful to the court. So what can the judge do? The judge probably can do a lot, in my view. He's being asked to disqualify Willis and her whole office because of the conflict or the appearance of a conflict and other misconduct. President Trump's lawyer is asking Willis be removed and the case dismissed, in part because, in addition, of Willis's, you may have seen her speech at that church about 2 or 3 weeks ago, or it was around the Martin Luther King Day holiday, accusing, and she did played the race card at the hearing this week, accusing her opponents of criticizing their conduct because of their race. And so some of the defendants, including Trump and Mr. Roman, who's Trump's co-defendant, are asking the whole case be thrown out because it's tainted. It's tainted by this misconduct. I mean, they're talking about all these transactions taking place with cash. I don't really think it matters, because I don't think these trips would have occurred even if they were splitting them, but for this job that Fannie Willis had given Mr. Wade in terms of targeting Trump. But I tell you, when someone engages in cash transactions like that, Ms. Willis, I'm sure, has put people in jail, and some of the evidence is a lot of cash laying around in the apartment. I mean, cash transactions usually raise the prick the ears, right? Raise the ears of law enforcement when they're investigating someone. And so when there's an issue of unethical or potentially illegal conduct, and someone says, well, I was paid back in cash, and which means it's difficult, if impossible, to find records of it, what's the judge going to conclude from that? So I don't know what the judge ultimately is going to conclude. I told you what I think he should conclude. So I think in the least he'll probably have to remove her or her office from being able to prosecute these cases. And the end result of that may be the case may die on the vine. It may be an effective death penalty as it is, because it's harder than you might think to get other prosecutors in Georgia to pursue what are political dubious charges to begin with. But when you see the demeanor and the contempt and the politics and the racially charged statements, it's disturbing that this person has the ability to prosecute anyone, isn't it? At least I think it is. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.